Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Amazing Induction. In this file, I will slowly guide you deeper and deeper into a beautiful, complex maze. Close your eyes and imagine an old mansion with a beautiful, expansive garden that has in the garden an old but well-maintained hedge maze. The outside of the maze has been decorated with lights and banners, and there are people outside selling tickets for the maze. There's a contest. If you can make it all the way to the other side, you get rewarded. The lights are actually quite simple paper lanterns, but their bright colors contrast beautifully with the deep green of the hedge itself. The maze looks to be quite big, and from the outside it is difficult to see how far it really stretches. When you have the opportunity to enter, you can still hear the talk of some other people further in the maze. Some from your left, some from your right, or far in front of you. There are many ways to walk through a maze. You can sort of stumble along, you can use the left hand or the right hand rule. But no matter what rule or what method you use, it's easy to get lost in the simple sensation of walking in the maze. It doesn't take long before you find your first dead end. But it's not empty. This dead end is a beautiful little birdbath made of stone. It seems to have been carved long ago, and the weather has been, well, mostly nice to it. Some of the finer details have slowly eroded away. It's lit quite nicely too, with some extra lanterns to celebrate this find, so that your dead end isn't, well, wasted. Of course, you can turn around and continue on your journey, because there is much more to find. The hedges stretch far above you. They made sure that you cannot just stand on something and peek. You can still hear the faraway talking of people, but it's getting more and more quiet as you move on. It's almost as if the people themselves are becoming more quiet the more they get lost in the maze themselves. For now, though, it's just a matter of finding the right way. And as you continue corner after corner, taking a left or a right, going straight at even some more complex intersection, it doesn't take that long before you find your next dead end with a little fountain. Some copper fishes sprouting water that glistens in the light. With the light of the lanterns above it, the darkness and color create a beautiful display. It's fascinating to stare for a little while, but this won't get you your reward. So onwards into the depths. As you allow yourself to dwell ever more deeper, falling and flowing further into the maze. Sometimes it looks like you can see hints of other paths through the branches of the hedge, but at the same time you know that going through would be quite naughty. Then again, there's even little created arches in the hedges as if to invite you to sneak through. Rather than a different way, they look kind of inviting. Well, we'll see if you sneak through there. Because you'd end up at one of those beautiful lattice gates with old-fashioned curly designs of leaves and flowers intricately woven into the gate itself. Of course, this gate is firmly locked, and it doesn't look like it could open anytime soon. Although, if it did, it would probably make that dramatic creaking sound that those old metal gates do. Fantasizing about that for a moment as you, well, have to turn around, go through the hall again, and continue. Finally ending up even deeper, corner after corner, corridor after corridor, slowly fading in your awareness as you begin to realize that the world around you may have been changing as well. While still dark green, the walls of the maze look more like moss rather than a hedge. If you were to place your hand on it, you'd feel that it's much softer, with something very hard underneath. Stone walls covered in ancient moss are now dotting the path. As you continue forward, you also notice sometimes where the moss is not growing yet that there are symbols on the wall that are hard to make out. The lantern light from above still allows you to find your way easily, the different colors almost creating a magical atmosphere. Their brightness fading into different hues that mix and match with every step. Looking down, you can sometimes see your shadows in different colors as well. But it's really fascinating to continue. The further you get, the more the walls appear to be made out of stone and moss. And you find another dead end with some beautifully kept fruit trees. The brightly colored fruits just so visible in the light against all the brown and gray and green of the tree and the walls themselves. It looks really interestingly simple and like a nice little place to sit down and relax, even a bench to help you feel that stopping here and just giving up would be so easy. But there's a reward. So better perk up and become more alert so you can lose yourself deeper into the maze that seems to change before your very eyes. Even when you're paying attention, it's not quite clear what the walls are made of. If they are just stone or moss or hedge. Regardless, moving forward is the only way to get the reward. Getting deeper and deeper into the magic of the maze is the only option. The symbols on the walls are both complex and simple in their design. Sometimes it seems like a bunch of vines spiraling farther and farther away into the distance. At other times, it looks a little bit like eyes or faces following you, themselves lost and looking for a way further. There are beautifully old arches that you pass under, with bright keystones keeping them together, the light of the torches flickering in the darkness. And you can see the symbols etched into the keystones as well. The old sandstone yellow walls with torches flickering in the night invite you deeper into this maze. Far above, you feel as if you can make out the rough surface of a ceiling, but it's difficult to tell in this distracting light. Each little flicker flutters across your face, drawing you even deeper. Spiral designs on the floor appear to draw every footstep forwards. Little statues in alcoves beckon you around a corner and invite you to stare and stop. When you become aware that you've been staring for a little while, you continue onwards. Sometimes dead ends, with every time a reward or something to see. Intricate statues, protected from the world, hidden away in these depths, with amazing detail that the artist must have so much effort. There are steps leading down and up. At one point it even feels as if you're crossing over a bridge that leads over a path that you've been before. You could jump down, but you feel as if that would be cheating. And perhaps you've been there before already. The only option is forwards, around a corner, left, right, forwards into a different direction, always down, deeper into the maze. Those beautiful white marble walls flicker in the torchlight like nothing else. Their shiny surface betrays the many intricate designs carved into them so many years ago. It must have been eons of time spread before you. The clear white marble beneath your feet, unyielding to every footstep. You can hear your breath, your heartbeat, in these empty, hallowed halls. The walls are cold, lit by the warm torchlight, beautifully made smooth. Every corner is carefully crafted. Every symbol on the surface cut out with patience and persistence. The stones in these walls must weigh tons each, and you can feel the weight of the corridors around you pulling you further down. There's another archway, and the keystone, the same beautiful white, this time carved with even more precision, guiding you further, fascinating. They are little alcoves, but instead of statues, they have flowers. Each little alcove a different flower, a different message that is lost over time. Their colors flickering vividly in the light of the torches. The many shadows around your feet dancing to a beat that you cannot hear. Your mind is almost lost in all the refined nothingness for you to discover. As you continue ever forwards, the walls become more and more smooth, until you notice no patterns anymore, and the corridor no longer turns and twists. It is simply taking you deeper. Every step echoes between these solid walls. Every heartbeat feels relaxing as you go forward towards the promised reward. There is only one way to go now, one direction to take, and that is deep. The torches are far behind you, the wall before you blank and empty of light. As you walk into the nothingness, your thoughts are left behind. There is still a reward. A relaxation that spreads from the emptiness to every part of your body. A wonderful nothingness that descends on your mind with ease. There is no sound anymore, no sight, no sensation. All there is the nothingness, the wonderful emptiness of the maze. And in a moment this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can allow yourself to drift even deeper into this amazing state. Otherwise, you will exit the maze and have the wonderful, refreshing relaxation that you deserve. Enjoy.